This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta has another week in his job. He resigned today over his role in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case a decade ago. We will leave it to others to unpack the scandal part of all of that and take a look instead at what Acosta's Department of Labor has been working on and what might be coming next. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on that one.
The Labor Department is charged with looking out for the well-being of laborers, job seekers, even retirees. In the 2 years Alexander Acosta ran the department, he had the same mandate as President Trump's other cabinet members, deregulate. Bridget Dooling is with the Regulatory Studies Center.
If you look at what they completed during Secretary Acosta's term, there was clearly an effort to roll back earlier Obama rules.
Like the one that would make more workers eligible for overtime pay. But Acosta wasn't moving fast enough for some. Trey Kovacs is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which advocates for business deregulation.
He certainly took what I would say is an overly cautious approach and took a long time to reverse course from the previous administration.
That slow timeline earned the grudging appreciation of many labor activists. Judy Conte is with the National Employment Law Project.
We felt that for the Trump administration, the Acosta Department of Labor was far better than we feared.
Now she expects all that to change. Under the new acting secretary, Patrick Pezzella, who used to be deputy labor secretary, she says that deregulatory push is likely to speed up.
We certainly know that they will continue to try to gut the overtime reform and to make sure that employers have less and less responsibility to create good jobs for the workers.
She expects a lot more legal fights over labor issues ahead. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.